Welcome to Stateside. I'm Zoe Clark, sitting in today for Cynthia Canty. If you can believe it, we are now 2 months from Election Day 2018. That is when Michiganders are going to go to the polls to vote for a new governor. Let's check in on the race as it stands today with Zach Gorchow. He is editor of Gongwer News Service. Hey, Zach.
Hey, Zoe. Good to be with you.
So good to have you. So one of the political issues really making news this week is, of course, health care, specifically Healthy Michigan. That's the extension of the Affordable Care Act, and more than 600,000 Michiganders are covered under it. Now, we've talked before about this, that Republican gubernatorial candidate Bill Schuette seems to not be completely sure even himself of where he stands on the issue of Healthy Michigan. He did talk about it this week, though. Fill us in.
Well, he has been struggling to say for some time what his intentions were with the Healthy Michigan Medicaid expansion program, sort of sidestepped direct questions about it. But this week, he appeared to say for the first time, if he was elected governor, he would not seek to repeal it. And this just really, I think, understates how the ground, or underscores rather, how the ground has shifted on the Affordable Care Act since it was enacted. You recall that Bill Schuette is one of several attorneys general who tried to have the Affordable Care Act thrown out in court. He's opposed it every step of the way. It was a useful political weapon the Republicans used against Democrats for several years. But now, almost a decade into it, it's become more popular. And really, the Medicaid expansion program, since Michigan enacted it in 2013, has always been popular. And now Schuette is on the defensive because he has, up until this point, made it clear he did not support that program at all and used it as a club against Brian Kelly in the Republican primary.
Right. Yeah, he hit his Republican opponent, Kelly, hard on this in the primary. So now that, he's talking about it in this general election, what is the takeaway for voters? Is it just like hypocrisy, or is it maybe a sincere policy change?
I think the takeaway is he's realized it's a political vulnerability now. And there's a little bit of finger in the wind type activity here that, the Affordable Care Act remains very unpopular in the Republican Party. So he used Brian Kelly's support of Medicaid expansion against him in the primary. But now we're into the general election where, Medicaid expansion is pretty popular. The idea of removing 680,000 some people from their health insurance is not going to go over well, and now he's shifting on that, and it doesn't look great for him. I don't think there's any way to argue that somehow he comes off looking good, trying to shift on a dime here.
And it's hard for me to believe that this is going to be, he was on a radio show when he made this latest statement that this is going to be the end of it, right? Like, we're going to have gubernatorial debates, and he's going to get pushed on this.
Yeah, I think you're right. And the Democrats really, right out of the gate after the primary, have been going after Bill Schuette on health care. This has really been a major theme of theirs that, he tried to get, the Affordable Care Act thrown out. Now, they don't use quite those words, but they say things like he would have prevented, pre-existing conditions from being covered or children from being able to stay on their parents' insurance deep into their 20s. Those are provisions, of course, under the Affordable Care Act. Now, he's tried to nuance it and say things like, well, the Affordable Care Act has problems. The insurance exchanges aren't working well. The problem is, those popular provisions are part of the Affordable Care Act, too. So the Democrats can point to those and say he wants to throw those out. And it's a difficult position for him to be in. I mean, he's been a visible foe of the Affordable Care Act for all, almost 8 years of him being attorney general. And up until this point, we hadn't really heard him in a meaningful way say, well, yeah, get rid of the Affordable Care Act, but keep these provisions. That hasn't been an emphasis to this point. Maybe he thought that at the time, but it was never, I don't like the Affordable Care Act except for these provisions. That's never been something he's said.
And it's pretty surreal, just as political reporters, I think, who have been covering Schuette since, before even he was attorney general, but during that race, and just how unpopular it is to now be talking about it, that he's on the other side of the issue. I mean, it's just like how the tables have turned. It's pretty fascinating to look at public policy, health policy, and where voters are at. Meanwhile, Democratic candidate Gretchen Whitmer, also on commercial radio earlier this week, she was asked about whether or not she would take an anti-tax pledge. She just straight up said no.
Yeah, she referred to such pledges as being foolish. Bill Schuette has signed the Americans for Tax Reform No Tax Pledge, which means he has pledged he will not do anything to raise taxes. And Gretchen Whitmer has said she will not. And, you know, she was pressed on that and basically said, look, you know, if government isn't doing the things like fixing roads and investing in schools and investing in water infrastructure, people are going to pay for it another way, whether that's higher tuition bills or busted tires and so forth. So there's going to be, I mean, this is sort of your classic philosophical divide. The Republicans have been and are continuing to hammer her for, you know, being likely to propose some type of a tax increase. And Gretchen Whitmer has pretty much said, bring it on. She's not spelling out, I'm going to raise A, B, and C taxes, but she's making it clear that she believes the state has underinvested in key services and infrastructure, and revenue has to be found to do that. So, you know, if she gets elected, then we'll find out what she has in mind.
And what a fascinating just like issue this is when you consider earlier this year, Republicans who control the state house, the Speaker of the House actually put up a vote to completely roll back the income tax here in Michigan, right, to zero. And yet here on the other flip side, we've got a candidate saying, I'm not promising anything. So let's talk a little bit about folks who are actually going to turn out and vote in November. Of course, we will not actually know that until Election Day. But a former Michigan elections director in Michigan, Chris Thomas, who just kind of seems to know everything about everything when it comes to elections because he's been doing it for so long, he actually made a prediction this week that he thinks we could see more than 4 million voters turn out on Election Day. To put that in context, he says typically turnout in a midterm general election is like in the neighborhood of 3.2 million. So could we actually think we could see 800,000 more or even another million more voters turn out during this midterm?
I mean, based on what happened in the primary, it seems very possible. Mm-hmm. I mean, remember, this was the highest primary turnout since those records have been kept going back to 1978 in terms of percentages. You know, it really seems like, you know, there could be this massive, massive turnout. I mean, you're seeing at least on the Democratic side, a huge surge in turnout from the primary. And even in most places, Republican turnout was up too, just nowhere near to the extent of Democrats. So, yeah, I'm not a turnout scientist as far as making predictions, but
I want that to be your title, turnout scientist.
Right, yeah. But, yeah, based on what happened in the primary, it seems very possible.
So speaking of, I want to, you wrote this awesome blog post last week about Midland, and you kind of actually dig into some turnout numbers. Midland, of course, the hometown of Bill Schuette, and you looked at who turned out in the primary. Explain what you found, because it's eye-opening.
Yeah, so Midland County, Bill Schuette's basically lived there his whole life. It's generally known as a Republican bastion. And I compared the turnout in this past August primary to the last midterm primary in August of 2014. And if you look at the participation in the gubernatorial primary, Republican turnout was up, I believe, 15%. I don't have my numbers right in front of me, but I think that's what it was, which you'd say, okay, 15%, sure. Went from a primary 4 years ago where there were no contested races to very competitive races this time. Okay, 15%, maybe that makes sense. But on the Democratic side, the primary turnout went up 291%, more than 20 times the increase that was seen on the Republican side. I mean, it was just...
And again, let's remember, this is Midland County that you're talking about specifically.
Right, and to carry that forward, if you looked at the 2010 and 2014 primaries, the previous two primaries for governor, and you looked at the total primary vote in that county, about 82% on average was happening on the Republican side in those two primaries. But this time, that percentage fell to 61%. So you had this huge fall off, and I've looked at this in a number of areas around the state, and that is almost as high a fall off as anywhere else. I mean, it's definitely at the upper echelon of Republican fall off of any area in the state. And this is with Bill Schuette, this is his on the ballot. He's the hometown guy. You would think that maybe he would, be able to mitigate what's happening somewhat around the state with Democratic turnout surging and people saying, well, this is our guy. But that did not happen.
And Zach Gorchuk calls himself not a turnout scientist. Dude, you just totally dissuaded me from using that title ever again. But your actual title, though, of course, is editor of Gongware News Service. Zach, thanks for your time.
Great to be with you.
Okay, what are you going to be watching for the next 8 weeks now?
Ooh, I mean, I think the next thing to watch is once the absentee ballots start coming in and looking at how that compares to 4 years ago. Is there a huge uptick in certain areas? That's going to be the big thing I'm keen in on, probably starting in 3 weeks.
Well, we're going to have you back in 3 weeks to talk about it then. Bye.
All right.